Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show. I guess we're right at a roll here, about as close as we're going to get. Starting a couple of minutes late because that tune leading up to the show, Bill Withers, used me. Well, that one's too good to kind of cut short, so I decided let's let it play. Anyways, we've got the theme song going. We've got some high cloud this morning. We've got a temperature of only 13 degrees currently, and we've got a mix of cloud and fog, which is going to be dissipating this morning. And then the sun shall break through, and we're looking sunny and warm right through till at least next Sunday. Yeah. Like I say, we've got fog patches dissipating, and we're going to be expecting a high of 25 degrees with a UV index of 5 or moderate today. And then clearing overnight and back down to 13 degrees. And tomorrow, sunny, high of 28. Wednesday, sunny, 30. Thursday, sunny, 29. Friday, sunny, 29. Saturday, sunny, 29, and then Sunday, sunny, 27. Darn good temperatures. So the very first song I got listed up front here this morning is by Lee Oscar, and it's called Sunshine Carry, right here on South Scootin' Your Radio.
I use the hangout down at Jack's Pool Hall. You go down there and don't do nothing at all. You wanted to play some cards, there was a game in the back. If you wanted a shot or something, you winked out to Jack. If you had a little money, you was a grade A fool. There was a guy down there who used to shoot a little pool. Rack 'em up. Rack 'em up.
Some Johnny Lang there from his Lie to Me album. That one, I think that was his first album when he was considered a guitar whiz. Yes. Rack 'em Up was the name of that song. And Johnny Lang has actually teamed up just recently with Stephen Stills and Mike Bloomfield, I thought. Not Mike Bloomfield, somebody else from that. One of Stephen's bands from way back. They just put an album out here. I'll have to see if I can dig up a song for you. But I'm not ready for it just yet. Getting off to a bit of a slow start here this morning. Anyways, let's just continue on as I know how. It's 13 degrees. Winds out of the west-southwest, 2 kilometers an hour. Humidity at a sticky 90% and barometric pressure 101.8 kilopascals and rising. But don't fret, we're going all the way up to 25 and then we're in the sunshine and high 20s right through to next Sunday. All right, quarter to the hour, it's time for this day in Canadian history. Of course, I can't pronounce the very first one off the top here from 1984, and that's when the Pope arrives for a 12-day visit to a place just outside of Quebec City. I'll say Saint Foy, but I know that's not right. Pope John Paul II arrives at Quebec City to begin a 12-day tour of Canada to September the 20th and speaks at a 3-hour mass at Laval Stadium attended by over 250,000 people. I didn't think we had a stadium that big in Canada. Hey, what are you doing in there? Eh? Rusty, get out of there. Yeah, that's the best thing when you got pets in the studio, too. They can help out, but usually for the wrong reasons. They're into the garbage right now. Obviously, there's something there that really... interest them. How's that sound? And the Pope's itinerary when he was here was Three Rivers, Montreal, St. John's, Moncton, Halifax, Toronto, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Vancouver, Ottawa. Oh, Ottawa Hall. Yes. Must have held mass on the bridge, I guess. Anyways. 1954, Marilyn Bell out of Toronto touches the CNE breakwater, utterly exhausted, becoming the first person to swim the 51.5 kilometers across Lake Ontario from Youngstown, New York. The 16-year-old Bell does it in 20 hours, 59 minutes, battling lamprey eels and oil pollution. Succeeding were marathon champion Florence Chadwick and Winnie Roach failed. There you go. A couple of birthdays here. Oh, two of them, yeah. H.R. McMillan, a business leader born in Harvey Reginald McMillan on this day in Newmarket, Ontario in 1885. Died in Vancouver, February the 9th, 1976. McMillan studied forestry at Guelph and Yale and became the BC's chief forester in 1912. After World War I, he joined British merchant Montague Mayer and went to into the business, timber business, building up H.R. McMillan Export Company and partner W.J. Van Dusen. 1952, he merged the firm with Bloedel and Stuart and Welsh, who created McMillan Bloedel, BC's largest employer. There you go. Brad Hall was born on this day in 1964. NHL player born on this day in Chicago, Illinois, and named the Hart Trophy winner, league MVP. In 1991 with St. Louis, Brad holds the single-season right-wing scoring record with 86 goals. And he and Father Bobby both have won the Hart Trophy, Lady Bing, and All-Star Game MVP trophies. Way to go, boys. 1996 NHL superstar Mario Lemieux signs a 12-month contract with the Pittsburgh Penguins worth $10 million. Yikes. 1991, the PSAC, the Public Service Alliance of Canada, goes on strike. Actually, that was 70,000 less one. And they bring the grain handling to a standstill in Vancouver and Thunder Bay. Yeah. And in 1991, Brian Adams, Everything I Do It For You, is at number one on the pop singles chart. Wow. I don't even know if I have that song. I could have a quick peek. I do it for you. No, I don't. I do it for you. Yeah, I don't have that one. Maybe we're in luck. I don't have it, obviously. I don't particularly like it. Anything else? Oh, well, in 1975, Stats Canada reports that Canada's unemployment rate for August will be 7.3%, the highest since 1962. 1971, hockey great Gordie Howe announces he is retiring from the NHL to serve as vice president with Detroit Red Wings organization. He will emerge from retirement 2 years later to play with his sons Mark and Marty of the WHL Houston Astros team. Yeah. I think that's enough. I think we better get on to some music. We got Chris Difford here. This is a tune written with Jules Holland, and it's actually appears on the Jules Holland Small World Big Band. Town and Country Rhythm and Blues, right here on South Kootenai Radio. We'll be right back.
the office, the girls and I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
Write it down. Yes, that one was, come out in 2007, and of course William is a boy from New Brunswick, transplanted to Calgary. He's working at Compass Pipeline right now in Calgary. Compass Bending. That's the name of it. It's a place where they bend pipeline pipes. And my good buddy Colin owns the business there. And William, the musician at the plant, I heard about South Kootenai Radio, decided to send me a CD. So thanks a lot, William. I hope you enjoy listening to that on the old radio there at work. All right, it is 8:58, almost 8:59, but we've got a heck of a show here for you today, I can just tell. We had a big get-together, this is slightly off-topic, big get-together yesterday over at the Columbia Brewery, and just because we had a get-together over there, that's not why I'm talking and slurring my words here this morning. Anyways, it was a huge get-together put on by the Creston Valley Thundercats, and we had a big barbecue. Everybody contributed to the rest of the other food, the desserts and the salads and stuff like that. And it was a big, just a kind of a get-together for the team at the start of the season. Introduce everybody to the billet families, the board of directors, and of course the players. And man, the food was some tasty. And yes, I'll admit there was a couple of free samples from the Columbia Brewery that were forwarded to the team, or not to the team. I guess the coach did allow the 19 plus year old players have a beer, but they chose not to because some of the boys on the team aren't old enough to drink, so good for them. But a couple of the billet families and the board, they partook in some of the freebies, and why not? Anyways, enough of that. Regular season starts this upcoming Friday night, Friday the 13th, and there's going to be a big tailgate party there up at the rec center, starting at 5 o'clock, and it should be a real good time. I forget who the opening game is against, but we'll get to that. Anyways, I'm gone on much too long. Joe and the boys are getting real impatient. It's time for a 4-minute, 30-second news update. And then we'll come back on the second half with some more great music for you.
It is September 9th, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. The Obama administration's push for congressional approval for a military strike on Syria goes into overdrive today, with President Obama himself making a number of network TV appearances. And tomorrow, he'll deliver an address directly from the Oval Office. Meanwhile, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is taking to the American airwaves as well, saying the Obama rhetoric mirrors what the Bush administration was claiming prior to the invasion of Iraq.
Colin Powell, 10 years ago, when he showed the evidence, it was false and it was forged. We expected this administration different from Bush's administration. They are adopting the same doctrine with different accessories.
That's Assad in an interview he granted to CBS News. He's also warning that the United States will pay the price if it carries out a military strike, saying the repercussions will be unpredictable. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in London today, outlining the White House's case to the international community. Here's the CBC's Anne McMillan.
John Kerry, who is in Europe trying to drum up support for military attacks on Syria, he said that the Syrian leader, President Bashar al-Assad, has 1 week to hand over his entire stock of chemical weapons to avoid a military attack. He warned that unless Assad complies, the U.S. will launch an attack, which he said will be an unbelievably small and limited effort. Kerry also said there's no doubt that the Syrian president was responsible for ordering a chemical weapons attack on civilians last month, then said the risks of doing nothing is greater than taking action.
That's the CBC's Anne McMillan in London. Joe Oliver, Canada's Minister of Natural Resources, is in Washington today as part of the Harper government's ongoing sell job to sell the Keystone XL pipeline. Oliver's visit comes as Ottawa tries to persuade the Obama administration that it's ready to become a partner in tackling climate change. Meanwhile, a major critic of the proposed pipeline, NextGen Climate Action, has launched a TV ad campaign across the United States, taking aim at TransCanada, which is the company behind the pipeline proposal. The results are in from Moscow's first mayoral election in nearly a decade, and the incumbent mayor, a supporter of Russian President Vladimir Putin, will be staying in office. Jessica Gallagher has more now from the Russian capital.
Russian election officials say that incumbent mayor Sergei Sobyanin won Sunday's mayoral election with 51.3% of the vote, just slightly above the 50% needed to avoid a runoff. But his main competitor, opposition leader and anti-corruption blogger Alexei Navalny, is not satisfied He got slightly more than 27% of the vote and says the vote counting was rigged and that there were many serious voting violations. But Moscow's mayoral election commission denies the allegations and says there will be no second round. Even if Navalny doesn't get another chance against his competitor, analysts here say his campaign and the votes he received are a message to President Vladimir Putin, who has made it his mission to silence the political opposition and popular dissent. Jessica Gallagher, CBC News, Moscow.
Now to Edmonton and last night's Canadian Country Music Awards.
Got the top off of my car, driving to the setting sun. I got love in my heart, now I'm gonna give it to you.
That is Dean Brody, who for a second straight year has been named the Canadian Male Artist of the Year. Ottawa's Kira Isabella has been named Best Female Artist. This year's big winner, though, was Alberta's Gord Bamford. He won 5 honors in total, including Best Single, Best Album, and Best Video. You can find all the winners and all the highlights from last night's gala ceremony on our website, cbcnews.ca. And that is the CBC News to this hour. I'm Joe Cummings.
All right, thanks a lot, Joe, and welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour here of the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of Creston, 7:30 till 9 Pacific Time. That's weekdays. All right, we've got a new fan of South Kootenai Radio by the name of Kelly, who works at QuickX, and I understand she is quite the Beastie Boy fans. So this next tune is going out to you, Kelly. That's right. Now, if there's dancing in the chair at work this morning, that's totally acceptable. Give her.
Yeah!
Beastie Boys, I couldn't do anything else here in the booth. No prep time, getting any other work done. I had to stay here with the headphones on, grooving on to Beastie Boys, Fight for Your Right. That one going out to Kelly. Yeah, air guitar at work. Look out. You're listening to South Kootenay Radio, where we aim to please or confuse. Jack White, I guess I should go to sleep right here on South Kootenay Radio. I should have known by the title of that song that it was totally inappropriate to use as a comeback from the Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right. I did feel like going to sleep after listening to that tune. Man, Jack White ever let me down on that one. Okay, well, hopefully this day in rock history will perk things up. Let's crank up the theme song for that show. You can always trust on Link Ray to get things rolling. Welcome to the segment, everyone, the most popular segment of the morning show, this day in rock and roll history. Yeah, September the 9th, we've got a few birthdays to let you know about. The very first one, 1941, Otis Redding was born. Of course, Otis came out with that smash hit that he co-wrote with Steve Cropper of Booker T and the MGs, and that song was Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Billy Preston, born on this day in 1946. Back in the day, Billy had one of the biggest afros I've ever seen. Of course, his big song, Will It Go Round in Circles. 1946 as well, Doug Engel was born, keyboard player for Iron Butterfly and their smash hit, Inagata De Vida. 1946, Bruce Palmer was born, and he was the bass player for Buffalo Springfield, and they had a big hit there on the two albums they released, For What It's Worth. Okay, the useless trivia throughout the years on this day, we're going to go back to 1956, and that's when Elvis Presley made his first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show in front of 54 million TV viewers. Elvis sang Don't Be Cruel, Love Me Tender, Hound Dog, and Ready Teddy for host Charles Laughton, who was filling in for Sullivan, who was recovering from a recent car accident. The next day, record stores were swamped with requests for Love Me Tender, although its release date was still a few weeks away. 1957, a 16-year-old Canadian named Paul Anka had the number one song in America with Diana. The record became an international hit that stayed at the top of the charts for 9 weeks. 1967, Sam and Dave's classic Soul Man is released in the U.S., where it will rise to number four. 1971, John Lennon's Imagine LP is released. It would reach number one on both sides of the Atlantic. In 2003, Rolling Stone magazine named Imagine its number 76 on the top of the 500 greatest albums of all time. 1972, The Eagles' Witchy Woman is released. It will crack the Billboard Hot 100 by the end of September and rise all the way to number 9. 1975, Wings begin a 13-month world tour where they will play in front of over 2 million people. I was one of them, yes. Seen Wings at Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto. And what a show that was, yeah. 1975, The Rolling Stones' Beast of Burden is released in the U.S., where it will reach number 8. 1992, Eric Clapton, Tears in Heaven, was named Best Male Video at the 9th Annual MTV Music Video Awards. In 1998, an episode of the American TV show Judge Judy. Now, this is a great one for all you Judge Judy fans. Anyway, 1998, Judge Judy airs, in which Sex Pistol Johnny Rotten appears as the defendant in a case involving drummer Robbie Williams, who sues Rotten for wrongful termination from a recent tour. Williams had claimed that the Sex Pistols owed him $7,000. Rotten said Williams quit and was owed nothing. Judge Judy apparently found Rotten the most credible and ruled in his favor. There you go. All right, Otis Redding's born on this day in 1941, starting things off with one of his biggest songs, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Well, I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time. In a while, I've got a story, ain't got no mother. Let the bad guy win every once in a while. When it goes round in circles, when it fly high like a bird up in the sky. When it goes round in circles, when it fly high like a bird. We'll be right back.
listening to the South Kootenai Radio broadcasting out of Creston Valley, and be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock for the Blues Show. Have a good day.
You know that I'm loving you in a God of a freedom, baby. Don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll take my hand? Oh, won't you come? Afraid. Step out of line,
Broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio.
If you're looking for some fun, South Kootenai Radio is a good place to start.
That's what I heard. Thanks a lot, Amber, for that station ID. Yes, one of my favorites. Oh, dancing on the chair is pretty good, too. Anyways, it's 8:42. Let's have an update here. Oh, before we have the update, I have to let you know what we heard. Rolling Stones, Beast of Burden. That's a big hit for them in 1978. Eagles, Witchy Woman, and that one going all the way to the top of the charts in 72. We had the Sam and Dave classic, Soul Man, performed by the Blues Brothers there. That was a big hit for them in 1967. And let's see, we played some Billy Preston. Will it go round in circles? Billy celebrating a birthday today, born on this day in 1946. And we also heard Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, born on this day in 1941. Stay tuned tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. All right, now we can have a look at the weather across the country here. As mentioned in the Crescent Valley, we got some overcast skies here today, but things are supposed to clear off, and of course fog patches dissipating this morning as well, and we're supposed to go up to 25 degrees with the mainly sunny conditions later in the day here, currently 14. Now, over in Vancouver, they are currently sitting at 13 degrees and cloudy. And check this out. 1 degree. And sunny conditions in Whitehorse. Yeah. Sunny and 17 in Calgary. Winnipeg, sunny and 17. Toronto, a mix of sun and clouds, 18. Halifax, sunny and 14. And St. John's, Newfoundland, sunny and 17 degrees. All current temperatures. All right, we'll be back with another installment of Rock History tomorrow at about 8:15. And here we go, we got some Bachman Turner Overdrive from the 1974 release, Not Fragile. And this is a song called Rock Is My Life and This Is My Song. Written by Randy Bachman, of course. Anyways, let's give it a spin, shall we?
Up life, but it's the life I choose. No use in asking me to slow down, 'cause I got nothing to lose. But time and time is all I've got. You know I was born to stand up with a guitar in my hand. I'm not trying. Crying shame that some of us have not survived. No use in asking how it happened, but very few are left alive. I just want to keep on making music. We'll be right back.
me that you love me, yeah.
Something good. Wow, been a long time since I heard that song. I see Stevie Wonder was the main composer of that one. Right on, Stevie. All right, it is time for our artist highlight. And of course, this segment is sponsored by our good friends down there at Bedazzled. Located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. And of course, it's the best looking store on the main drag. Yeah. One of the local artists did the artwork that covers the whole front end. And if you don't believe me, go to their website, Bedazzled. That's BEADAZZLED.ca. Yeah. You'll see what I'm talking about. Anyways, as mentioned earlier on this day in rock history, Elvis Presley made his first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1956 on this day. And of course, Elvis played four songs: Don't Be Cruel, Love Me Tender, Hound Dog, and Ready Teddy. Of course, Ed wasn't the host that night. He was recovering from a recent car accident. But I've decided to play those songs for our artist highlight today. And except the last one, Ready Teddy, I don't have a version of Elvis singing that one, but I do have a version of John Lennon doing it. So anyways, that is it. Well, oh, I should give you a quick update about Elvis. Of course, I'm sure everybody knows that Elvis Aaron Presley was an American singer, musician, and actor. Of course, we use that term actor quite loosely. And one of the most significant cultural icons of the 20th century, he is often referred to as the King. Born January the 8th, 1935, passed away August 16th, 1977 in Memphis, Tennessee. Anyways, let's get rolling here with the songs that he sang on Ed Sullivan that night. Starting off with Don't Be Cruel, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I may
lady I met. Something I might have said. Pleaded I'm forgetting my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say hi to you. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's then that I belong and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me dear, tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years till the end of time. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
You're listening to SKR, South Kootenai Radio, on the airwaves of the World Wide Web, broadcasting out of the Creston Valley. SKR, South Kootenai Radio.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, just crying all the time.
friend of mine.
Okay, John Lennon filling in the gap there where I didn't have that Ready Teddy song by Elvis Presley that he played for the first time on the Ed Sullivan Show on this day in 1956. He also played Hound Dog, Love Me Tender, and Don't Be Cruel that night. Hope you enjoyed our artist highlight brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. Stay tuned tomorrow at about quarter to the hour for another artist or album highlight. Don't forget about the Hot Chicken and LP show today at noon at 1205 Pacific. We'll be playing the full album by Cat Stevens, Teaser and the Fire Cat. And if you want to check out the schedule, you can go to theskr.com, click on the links there for schedule, or some of our downloads that we have for the various shows, Mountain Jam, and some old Tim in the Morning shows there for you. All right, that's it for today's morning show. Thanks a lot, everyone, for tuning in. I sure enjoyed spinning the records for you, and hopefully you'll be back with a friend tomorrow. But don't fret, SKR will be playing 24/7 here. So again, check out the different shows we have on the schedule there. Have a great day, and we're going to take a short 4-minute, 30-second break for a news update, and then we'll be back with some more great music.
It is September 9th, and this is CBC News.